This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
You've known from the newspapers in Detroit and in New York and all over the place. He's with The Street now. You'll read his work there. A few stories in there right now regarding the Chicago Auto Show. Also, he is a host on his own show of SiriusXM Insight Channel 121 at noon on Saturdays. Good to see you. And I may as well say it on the air that I said when you were approached and sat next to me, boy, you smell good, Daron.
I did it for you, Paul.
And it's Kouros, huh?
Kouros.
Sounds like a Greek cologne of some sort.
Yves
I've seen Kouros before.
Adina loves that
Greek,
stuff.
That fine Greek Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Yeah.
Are you loving this show?
You know, I am. It's always a treat to come here in midwinter. First of all, it's a selling show, so there are a lot of people in the Midwest who come through here, hundreds of thousands, actually, shopping for a car, and this is why the automakers make such a big fuss about coming here, because there are customers who are in market, so to speak, who are looking for exactly what color they want, exactly what style they want, and, of course, you know, thank heavens the economy's still strong. Mark Lanay from Ford made this point. Gas prices
are... He was the big keynote speaker.
Right, he was the keynote speaker yesterday. Gas prices are low, and interest rates are low. So jobs are strong, and people want cars.
And the cars are better than they've ever been.
Yeah, it's amazing. They last long, which is a long time, which I think is a problem sometimes for the automakers.
Down the road, it is going to be a problem, let's face it. But, you know, when we're saying the average age of a car on the road was 11 years, which got them excited because they were certainly coming into a spurt of sales.
Sure.
The average age of these cars could go even much further than 11 years. Who knows? But I think what's going to happen is, as the autonomous vehicles shake out and whatever is going to happen with the latest technology over the next 3 years, 2 years, 5 years, people are going to want a bit of that. So they'll be able to go through another cycle. However, I've always believed that as we move closer and closer to autonomous or whatever they want me to call it, I can't remember now.
Which driverless.
Yeah, well, whatever. As we move closer to those, we are going to sell fewer cars. Period. That's the whole point. That's why GM is putting $500 million in the car service business. Not Uber, but the other one.
I think when you look out 3 to 5 years, the crystal ball gets pretty murky. You don't really know what people are going to do. And that's the thing. Interesting thing about kind of consumers is you don't really know how they're going to behave. You may make all kinds of predictions, but most of them are wrong. The technology is fascinating. I've been in the driverless prototypes out at Google in Mountainside. I've been in a Google car that's kind of a regular car that's set up to be driverless. I've also been in a prototype that doesn't have a steering wheel, doesn't have a brake,
no.
Doesn't have an accelerator.
No. You will never see me in that car.
You will be in that car.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
No steering wheel, no gas pedal, no brake, no nothing.
No, the Google Vision is for total driverless. Now, the industry is much more cautious. They talk about autonomy and the driver taking over in certain situations, and they're much more cautious about this. Google has a very, very expansive vision.
I have control issues. I take a steering wheel on the plane with me and put it in front of me on my I bring down the table, the tray table, and I use that steering wheel. Very controlling in those areas. I got to have control.
You're a controlling guy, Paul.
What is the you know, there has been a kind of a chip on our shoulder attitude. Chicago comes so soon after Detroit, and Detroit gets so much more national and international attention. Is that kind of why they've moved more toward this being a consumer buyers oriented? I mean, Dave Sloan does a great job here. They've done a great change over here, just like Rod Alberts did in Detroit. But he had a percentage, and I can't remember what it is right now, 68%, whatever.
60%.
People that come here, they're going to be buying a car.
Well, that's always been the case, and I think there's no reason to be defensive about it. First of all, the Detroit show is an international show. This really isn't an international show. There's lots of press here.
Isn't an international show.
It's not,
show, right?
and you
like
don't
to
see
be.
People.
New York would like to be. Los Angeles would like to be.
I think New York and Los Angeles would like to be, but Chicago is what it is, and because Detroit gets people from China and big groups from Japan, you haven't seen anybody here from Italy or England, but there are a lot of American journalists here. And that's really what they're looking for.
Because they want to come to Chicago in the middle of winter. Actually, it's been very nice here. There's
Chicago's
no snow on the ground.
It's a great town. It's a great place.
It's warmer. It's 10 degrees warmer here than it is back home right now.
You know, I look at Chicago, and I've been coming here for, 25 years, and I always think about Chicago as the place that Detroit is on its way to be.
Yeah. And nice to be like Chicago. It's a great city, no question. Yeah. Thankfully, we're not losing all our kids to Chicago now. In fact, a lot of those kids from Chicago
They're coming back.
Absolutely. Detroit is a great place to take advantage of the opportunities, as we'll say again tonight at 7 with our Opportunity Detroit program. Tell Adina I miss her and that she's got good taste in cologne and in husbands.
Thank you so much, Paul. Thanks. It's great being here with you.
Read Daron Levin at The Street and also hear him this Saturday and every Saturday at SiriusXM Insight Channel 121. Daron Levin.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.